Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Pei Hei, 385. As we start, Parsha Shlach. We did Baloscha and its five mitzvahs. Today starts Parsha Shlach with its three mitzvahs. We have the three exciting mitzvahs in this Parsha, the mitzvah of Challah, and then the two mitzvahs related to Tzitzis. That is it in Parsha Shlach. So today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of Challah. The Torah tells us, after the first half of Shlach, which is all about the story of the Meraglim and the mitzvah of Nisachim, the libations, which are not counted as a separate mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvah of Avodah, says the Torah, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Limor, Daberol B'nei Yisrael, V'yamarto Aleihem, Tell B'nei Yisrael, Bivoachem Ela Aretz, Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shama, when you come to the land that I will bring you to, V'haya Ba'acholchem Ilechem Aretz, when you eat from the bread of the land, Tarimu Truma Hashem, you must take off Truma. Challah is a form of truma, just like there's truma of grains, a truma of produce, there's truma of bread, truma of flour, of dough, and that is challah. Reishis arisoseichem, challah, tarimu truma, the beginning of your dough, you shall take off, ki truma's goren, ki tarimu osa. Just like truma, what we call truma, so too this. Meaning, halachically, challah and truma are the same, they're both called truma. The Mishnayos in Seder Zeraim discussed that they can be mitzarif with each other, because challah is a form of truma, it is given to the Kohanim, it is usher to eat by a zar, a non-Kohen. Me reishis ariso seichem, tenu l'ashem truma l'daro seichem, forever, this is a mitzvah asay de'oraisa, the mitzvah of truma. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lahafrish Chala Mikol Arisa Velitin Ozel Kohen. So first let's define the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be mafrish, take off a piece of chala, what the Torah calls chala, a piece of dough from the dough, and give it to the Kohen. Shenema Reishis Ariso Sechem Chala Tarimu Truma. As we'll see later on, there is no shear given in the Torah. The Torah just says, give a piece. Give a piece to the Kohen. Kedei Asisaschem. How big is that? You go, the Chinuch goes through all the math, and Omer the Sirsa Eifa, and Eifa Shalosa, v'chulu v'chulu. At the end of the day, we say 43 and a fifth eggs. That's the size of a dough that is required, that is b'chuyiv and challah. What did that translate to, l'maisa? So there are different minhagim. Different minhagim. In general, many quote, except Rav Henkin's measurements, Rav Henkin says anything less than 3 pounds does not have a chiyuv at all. If I'm only making a few cookies, I have a dough with a few cookies, then there's no chiyuv to take off challah. Anywhere between 3 and 5 pounds, there's a chiyuv of challah without a bracha. And if I'm using an entire 5-pound bag of flour, then there's a chiyuv challah to take off challah with a bracha. That's Rav Henkin's distinctions. If you look in others, the minhag quoted in Minhag Yerushalayim is a little bit less. That once I hit 3 pounds, then already there's a chiyuv of challah with a bracha. So one should just go by the minhag hamakom in terms of translating 43 and a fifth beitzim into modern measurements. Good. Why is this mitzvah here? What is this mitzvah of challah doing here in Parshas Shlach? Why is it here? So Rashi already quotes Chazal that B'nai Yisrael were very depressed. After the Meraglim, they didn't get forgiveness automatically. After the Egel, there was forgiveness. They got a second Luchos. Wonderful. Not wonderful, but it worked out. But the Meraglim, there's a Gzeira now. 40 years. You're not going in. Everybody's going to die before they go to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to get depressed. You know what? Maybe Hashem's going to forget us totally. Maybe we're never going to go in. Maybe the whole destiny of our people has been changed because we sinned. They were depressed. They thought it's all over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them two mitzvos that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. To tell them, at least on a Daraisa level, to tell them, to prove to them, no, you see these mitzvahs? You're going to do this. You're going to do this when you get to Eretz Yisrael. It's okay. It's going to happen. It's going to be okay. And that's why Dafka, these mitzvahs, and by both of them are prefaced with when you get to Eretz Yisrael. That's why these two mitzvahs specifically are given here in Parsha Shlach. There is a beautiful idea. We mentioned this in a Parsha Shir. Why Nisachim and Challah? Those two mitzvahs. Nesachim, the wine libations that you pour wine on the Mizbeach, and Challah, we take a piece of Challah off of your dough. What do these two symbolize? Says Rav Zevin in Latar Avala Moadim. They're opposites. Nesachim symbolize up to down. I pour onto the Mizbeach. I pour from up to down. Challah, what do? I pick up. I'm Merim. I lift up Challah from the dough. The Nesachim Yimnasach El Ashisin Vehim Chala Shal Mizbeach. The Nesachim go all the way down into the underground cavity under the Mizbeach, while Chala I pick up. Chala, I go and I take a piece and I lift it up. So the symbol of Nesachim and Chala are opposites, going from up to down and down to up. These are the two messages that a Jew must do, says Rav Zevin. We have to do both. We have to bring the Kedusha down into our lives, down to up like the Nesachim, and we have to lift our lives up and bring ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after the Meraglim, when they think that the whole message and destiny of Klal Yisrael has been changed, says Rav Zevin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them these two mitzvahs, Nesachim and Chala, to teach them, no, you just got to live a Kadosh life, and that is up to down and down to up. Those are the two messages of the mitzvos of Chala and Nesachim. Api Drush, also the Kashrus of Magid, is quoted as saying in the Yagdol Torah and others, Reishis Arisoseichem. The beginning, a lot of times we think we're too young in life to try to accomplish things. No, he says, Reishis, the beginning of your dough, the beginning of your years, try from an early age to try to do as much as one can in terms of making a difference for Klal Yisrael. Reishis Arisoseichem. Okay, that's a little bit of the Hashkafa behind the mitzvah. So this is the mitzvah essay. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes this. The Ramah in Aruch Chaim, in the first siman in Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Ben Beis, the Ramah quotes, Noagin la lush kedei shir chala, bibayis la'asos mehen lechamim. There's a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos, or if one has a busy Erev Shabbos to do it beforehand, you could be yotzi the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos on Tuesday. It's okay, as long as one has kavana for Shabbos. So the mitzvah of chala is, says the Ramah, to do it, getting ready for Shabbos. For whom he covers Shabbos, v'yantav ein l'shanos. That's the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here, I don't know why, the Bir Halacha quotes, I don't know why Bizman Hazeh, people don't fulfill this mitzvah, they buy from the bakeries, I don't know why they're doing this. That's the Ramah. The later poskim say, no, you know why people buy from bakeries? Because it's delicious challah. Kavod Shabbos, if I can make delicious challah, I'll make delicious challah. And if I can be torech on the mitzvah, fine, wonderful. But if I don't know how to make challah, or if my challah doesn't come out so well, and there's a bakery that makes amazing challah, that's the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. You don't get the mitzvah of Afreshes Challah, but the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, so even though the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha discuss, you know, there are those that don't push themselves for in this area of the mitzvah, but, you know, if it tastes better for Kavod Shabbos, so then it's no problem with buying challahs. Okay, Mishar Shia Mitzvah. So what's the Shoresh? What are some of the Hashkafa behind the mitzvah? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, 2 points. Number one, says the Chinuch, Lefi Shechiyoso Shalada Bimizonos. We live off of food. Food symbolized by bread. Especially outside of America, most of the world has bread as much more of a staple of their diet. Much more of a staple. Almost every meal has bread. Throughout Europe and in the Middle East, everybody has bread. That's a staple. So that's what symbolizes food. Verova olam yubalachem. Vratza hamakum. So because we use this so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezaka us in a mitzvah. If you're going to have so much bread anyway, I want you to do a mitzvah with this bread in order to be zochet to get the brachos that I will put on the bread. Ratza hamakom lizakosenu b'mitzvah tmidis balachmenu. Hashem wanted to be us to be mezakeh in a mitzvah, zoche in a mitzvah, constant mitzvah, kedei shetanuach bracha bo al yedei hamitzvah, so that the bracha could be chal. If we do a mitzvah with bread, bracha will be chal with bread. V'nekamba b'zchus b'nafshenu, we'll get a zchus. V'nimtzei sa'isa mazon laguf umazon lanefesh. And it comes out that bread will then be food for our bodies and food for our souls. Food for our souls being that we'll do the mitzvah of challah, and that way it'll be a food for our soul. Number one, good for us. Number two, says the Chinuch, gam l'man yichyu bo m'shar si Hashem. As many mitzvahs, Truma and other matanas that a Kohen gets, this is one of the manas kahuna. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to make it easy for the Kohanim to be our leaders, to be able to teach us and to be examples for us, and they don't have a nachla and eretz yisrael if you're a member. So we give them again many items. This amongst them, sheilu b'trumas hagoren yishlam ama lahaver atzvua, and this is the easiest one for them. At least by the grain, by truma, what we call truma, they have to go, they have to schlep, they have to bring it, they have to grind it v'chulu. Here, you give them dough. You give them dough, so they can just bake it. That's it. There's nothing more to do. So it makes it very easy for them. Okay, so these are some of the hashkafa behind the mitzvah. Again, there's a lot to talk about in terms of the halacha, but one other point before we get into some of the halachas. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Yud Aleph points out that the Rambam and the Chinuch following him counts one mitzvah. one mitzvah of challah. That means even though there are two elements to the mitzvah, there's what we call the hafrasha and the nesina. If I'm not bizman hazeh, we don't give it to the kohen, but we still do the hafrasha, because if I don't do the hafrasha, then my challah is usher for me to eat. It's tevel, so I'm mafrish, and then I give it. The Ramban, in his comments on the Rambam, in Jereshit Beis, says, I have no idea why the Rambam doesn't count two mitzvahs. There's two ideas here. There's the Hafrasha and the Nesina. You should count it as two mitzvahs. You know what's one of my big rayas, says the Ramban? A Kohen, if a Kohen makes challah, he has to take off challah too. There's no Nesina there. He keeps it himself. The answer is, says the Ramban, because it's two separate ideas. The Kohen has to do a Hafrasha. He doesn't have to do a Nesina. Furthermore, the Ramban says, what bracha do we make? We'll talk about this. La hafrish chala min ha'isa. The hafrasha is independently significant. So the Ramban, in Shoresh Yud Beis, says, I think the Rambam and the Chinuch are wrong. I think, the Chinuch is after the Ramban. I think that the Rambam should count two separate mitzvos, one for hafrasha and one for nesina. V'hakar v'lai yoser shenimne kol ma'isa kabaras achas. V'chulu v'chein adin mashalokeach haKohen chilek min haMitzvah inenu din shav etzli avu yesh chilek b'dvar matovlim, by items that are tevel like truma and challah, heim shtei mitzvahs bevadai. That's for sure two mitzvahs, says the Ramban. And the Minchas Chinuch points out this machlokes in Os Yud Aleph. The Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs. The Ramban only counts one. It's interesting that if you look in the Mefarshim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Ramban only counts one mitzvah. What's his mitzvah? So the different Mefarshim have different formulations. Some say, well, the Rambam really counts Hafrasha. That's the Iker. And the Nesina is just finishing off the Hafrasha. Not only do you separate it from your dough, you separate it from your Rishus, and you give it to the Kohen. And others say that, no, he counts Nesina. And Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina. It's the beginning of the Nesina. You have to be mafresh in order to give it to the Kohen. So either way, the Rambam only counts one mitzvah. In Lumdis, there's a discussion about which is the Iker and which is the Tafel stage of the process, but that is the Rambam. And the Ramban clearly says here at Shoresh Yud Beis that it should be counted as two. Okay, let's do some of the halachas of this mitzvah. Midini ha-mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mash'abri zachar no lavracha, Shein chiyav ha-isa, Mishnazan ha-kebach ma-arisa, El ha-chiyav u-mishas gilgol. When does the chiyav of challah kick in? It does not kick in when I grind it into flour. When I have grain, I grind it into flour. It kicks in when I add water. Shaz Gilgal, Klomar, Mishierav, HaKemach, Vahamayim, Miyad, Chiyav, Chala, Chal. Right when I add the water to the flour, then I have a Chiyav. The Mefarshim explained, well, you really want to make it one unit before you are Mafrish, so you need it a little bit. But it's not beforehand, not when you have plain flour. There's no chiyuv yet. Right? It's only when the flour and water are mixed and you knead it a little bit into one unit, that's when the chiyuv kicks in. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yoredeya, Shin Chav Zayin, Ha Mafresh Challah So Kemach Ein Achala. If I have Mafresh Challah when it's still flour, plain flour, it's nothing. It's meaningless what I did. It's a bracha levatala, if I said a bracha. V'gezel biyad kohen. It's just stolen flour in the hands of the kohen. Because there's no chiyuv of challah yet. V'shara isa chayavas b'challah. V'yoso ha-kemach, she'ifrish l'shev challah. You gotta do it again. Eim asay mafrish in challah, kishayitein ha-mayim, v'ya'arev ha-kemach b'mayim. It mixes in. V'oshloshi yishar sham b'arev ha-kemach, that there's no dry flour in the bowl. You mix it up well. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's when the chiyuv of challah is. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds and says, ha-idna, we wait a little bit. Tov lahamtinch lahafresh mi lahafresh chala ad achar gemar lisha she te ase kol ha'isa guf echad. And that's what women do bizman hazeh. When do we take off chala? After the entire kneading process is done. After they let it rise. Either way, that's when chala is taken, after the kneading is done well. That's when the chiyuv of chala applies. When the water is added. Good. What minim rechayim and challah, says the Chinuch? This is all based on Mishnayos and Maseches Challah. The chameshes minim rechayim and b'challah. The five grains: chitim, saorim, kusmin, shibol ashuol, v'shifon. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. If I make corn challah, corn flour is not chayiv and challah. Rice flour is not chayiv and challah. Only the five grains has a chayiv in challah. And what happens, comes up sometimes, what if somebody forgets to take off challah? Is there an end time? Umishalo hifrish challah be'isa, mafrish osham in alechem. We paskin that if somebody forgot to take off challah, then they can take it off even after the loaves are baked. Woman bakes challah, and then Friday afternoon, oh, I forgot to take off challah. She can take it off then. The question is, how are you mitzaref all the challah? I take off a piece of challah from this one, I have to ruin all my lecha mishnas? I have to take off a piece of every roll, every loaf? The answer is no. What we do is we're mitzaref them into one unit. What do? We take all the challahs that are baked already, we put them all on the counter. We take a big towel or a sheet, we put it over all of the challahs, that combines them into one unit, and then we take off a piece. So one of the challahs is going to have to be not whole, and therefore you can't use that one for lecha mishnah. But all the other ones are fine, as long as one did that, even after it's baked, b'di'evan, one could take off challah even then. Again, lechatchila, right away, right when it was needed, b'di'evan, even afterwards. The Chinuch quotes a daya that we don't hold of. Also, he says, what if you make a couple of different doughs? When are they mitzuref to each other? So suggest the daya in the Chinuch that it's only if you put them all into the bowl together, but if you put it somewhere else and then you put it in the bowl, it's not mitzuref. We generally don't assume that way. The Menachas Chinuch wonders, you never saw this daya anywhere else in any of the Rishonim. If one puts doughs together in the process of making challah, that is their mitzuref to the shear of challah. Good. So now, what shear? How much does one have to take off? So as the Chinuch says on the top of the next page, ha-challah, ein la shear yaduah min ha-Torah. There is no shear d'araisa. Unlike Meiser is one-tenth. Truma also has no shear d'araisa. How much is Truma? Right? So that's the different shiurim, 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. That's what's given by Truma. Right? It depends, ayin yafeh, ayin ra'ah. How much challah? So challah has a different shear. Challah is 1/24th. Maker adin, when we do the challah fully, when we give it to the kohen. Bizman hazeh, we're going to burn it anyway, because everybody's tameh, so we just take off a little bit, to be yotzei. Shelo tishakech tores challah. But, in terms of and we just fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa, you just take off a little bit. But if you're going to give it to the kohen, Chazal instituted 1/24th, unless you're a baker. If you're a baker and you have a lot of dough, and giving 1/24th is going to hurt you financially, then you can do 1/48th. 1/48th, that's what a nachtom does. That is the ikat maker adin. The Menachas Chinuch here in Os Yud Beis quotes the Noda Yehuda. The Noda Yehuda says, I've thought of something that nobody has ever said before in their life, in the history of the world. And we know, because the Noda Yehuda didn't have a Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid said it, in Kedushin Daf Nun Ches and Nun Tes. But the Noda Yehuda says, I'm saying it, but they say the same exact idea. And that is, when the Gemara says, over there in Kedushin, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri, that even taking off one little seed says, that's enough for truma, or that's enough for challah. That does not mean that you fulfill the mitzvah of giving truma and giving challah. That just means that the rest of your field is not tevel. The rest of your dough is mutter to eat. But the only way you fulfill the mitzvah of nesina has to be with something significant. That's what Chazal said by 1/24th and 1/48th, all of the shiurim. They said what you have to do to fulfill the mitzvah. You're right, even if you could not fulfill the mitzvah and still be able to eat the rest of your dough, if you take off a little bit, that matirs the tevel. But to do the mitzvah, the Menachas Chinuch says, one has to give a sheer nesina. So the Noda Yehuda says that here in Yoredei and Simon Reish Aleph, but if you look at all the footnotes, the Tosas Rid in Kiddushin says the same exact thing amongst the Rishonim. We're Zocha to have a Tosas Rid, which the Noda Yehuda did not have. Okay, that's in terms of the Shiurim for Chala on the Daraisa level, on the Durabanan level. Continuing on the next page, on top, V'noheges b'zacharim v'nekevis, there's no difference between the mitzvah, between men and women. Just so happens, most of the time, women are making the challahs, but the men and the women have the same exact obligation in challah and the Isser of Tevel. The Eretz Yisrael bilvad, mida oraisa. In Eretz Yisrael, on a daraisa level, when Jews, all Jews are there. Ubizman, shekol Yisrael, sham, klomar, rubam, klomar, bevoachem. Bizman hazeh, and also even bizman hamikdash. Challah in chutz laaretz is drabanan, and bizman hazeh, all challah is drabanan. As the Menachas Chinuch says clearly, also earlier in Oz Gimel, he says, "V'gam ha'idna gam be'eretz Yisrael ein chiyuv challah min haTorah dechsid bevoachem bi'es kolchem." So, bezman hazeh, we don't do challah on a daraisa level; we do it on a drabbana level. But it's still a mitzvah. We have to do it. We still make a bracha. Shulchan Aruch says this in Shin Chav Ches, right before somebody takes off challah. Right, they look at where they're gonna grab. They say the bracha, then they grab a piece. What's the bracha? The Shulchan Aruch says. And the poskim say this should be done standing, just like any berachas mitzvah. Yivarech, asher kedushat b'mezuzah v'tzivara la'afresh truma. The Shulchan Aruch says, Rama, O lahafrish chala. That's our nisach. Lahafrish chala. There are another two words that some achronim add, and that's the minhag olam, lahafrish chala min ha'isa, from the dough. The Netziv says everybody should just go by minhag ha'malkum. Whatever the minhag ha'malkum is, they should follow that bracha. But that is the bracha on hafrash chala. Asher k'deshanim nazivan lahafrish chala min ha'isa, or lahafrish chala. Interesting, if you say the mitzvah, the bracha is lahafrish truma, and you're taking off chala, that relates to their connection and the parallel between truma and chala. But this is a din that applies in Bizman Hazeh, even though, albeit on a Durabanan level. Again, there's a lot more. What happens if, comes up sometimes, if a woman takes off chala, and then all of a sudden she can't find it, and she thinks it went back in. It went, but somebody put it back into the dough. That's a big problem. Because what do? Because now you have mamish chala, which is like truma, which is usher for his order, and now it's back in. So in that case, we generally would say she has to go in front of three men to be shoel on her hafrasha, and then start again. Because if you have chala, then you got to throw everything out. So the way we would do it is go in front of three men and say, I lost it. If I would have known, it would have gotten lost. I wouldn't have done it. So we're shoel on the, we just undo the whole hafrasha, and in that way, them should be able to start again. But either way, this is a very important halacha that comes up, halacha l'maisa, the mitzvah of chala. Okay, we'll stop here. And we're not going to get into here the bracha on Mizonos breads, if there is such a thing, but that's also a related concept that the poskim discuss. Okay, we'll stop here. But next time we get into the two mitzvahs of tzitzis.